Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
They're the most talked about item of clothing since J-Lo wore that dress. And now they can be yours. Paul Mescal's GAA shorts are up for auction, and it's for a brilliant cause. Carmel Doyle from Jack and Jill's Children Foundation is on the line to explain it all to us. Hello, Carmel.
Hello, Dermot. J-Lo, watch out. You're right.
I know. Well, we kind of joke about it. And, you know, who would have thought 6 months ago that we would have been talking about, you know, a pair of GAA shorts as being the must-have fashion item of the year. But when you look at the likes of Gucci, you know, and these guys bringing out now designer GAA shorts based on what they saw on the TV show, this is our new normal.
Absolutely. Well, like normal people, we knew we were onto a winner with the shorts once we saw the nomination for the Emmy for the wonderful Paul Mescal.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. We have a great team in Jack and Jill who reached out to the cast of Normal People. And thanks to Lenny Abrahamson, the director there, who got the cast together. And we don't just have the shorts from Paul Mescal, who played Connell. We also have the script for the first episode, which is signed by all the cast, including Daisy Edgar-Jones.
So very cool.
Big shout out to the cast of Normal People, and a big thank you from Jack and Jill, because people have really responded. But you're right, who would have thought? It's been a strange year, a year like no other, and everything changed for us on the 13th of March when COVID hit. And we've had to work being very creative about all our fundraisers.
You have, and I believe you're about a quarter of a million down from what you normally would be expecting to get this year. And that's a lot of money for a lot of people. Just remind everybody what Jack and Jill does.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of important work being done, and, you know, people are still dealing with the same problems. They haven't gone away.
Exactly. Well, you know, while COVID certainly flattened our fundraising calendar, it can't flatten our service, because it's a critical home nursing care service in the community. And today we look after 362 children all over the country. The children we look after are from birth to 5 years of age. They are children with highly complex medical conditions, life-threatening conditions. Some of them are end of life. And these are precious children who do better at home. So what Jack and Jill does is that we send in nurses and carers to give in-home respite. And as I said, that service has to continue through COVID. 61% of our families are still in receipt of in-home nursing visits, and the rest are being supported heavily by our wonderful team of specialist home nurses, specialist pediatric nurses. And a big shout out to all the Jack and Jill nurses and the families around the country. It's a critical service. We've got to keep it going regardless of COVID. And 250,000, yeah, it gives us sleepless nights, but it was looking even worse, Dermot, from the 13th of March. I mean, that shortfall has shrunk, and we hope it will shrink further coming up to the auction and thereafter. But it's a very difficult time for charities. And when we put out our SOS call and we contacted through our families and through our fundraising team all these wonderful celebrities, they've raided their wardrobes and they've given us precious items in the lineup, as well as Paul Mescal's shorts. We've got Shane Lowry's flag from the 18th hole and the Open Championships he won.
Nice.
We've got Munster Rugby have signed a jersey for us.
Just put all these aside for me.
Exactly. But in these lots, we've over 40 lots, and there's stuff in there for everybody. We even have a year's supply of Lily O'Brien's chocolates in there for grabs.
Again, still me.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you would you like the hand-painted dress from designer Helen Steele, maybe, or the original sketch of the casino jumpsuit and the jumpsuit itself from Paul Costello? That would be.
Not sure, but I see something signed by Bono, and he's one of my heroes.
Yes,
so
we have a double magnum of Chateau Lynch Bage, a very good wine, I believe, that's signed by Bono, and it's also signed by Jean-Charles Cazet from Lynch Bage, and that is going to go for some good money as well. So a double magnum there, Dermot.
You got some
bids in there.
Some GAA stuff as well going on that I know our Sean will be into, and any GAA fans might their ears might perk up at this. What have you got there?
For any of the Kilkenny Cats, we've got the All-Ireland winning Kilkenny team. They've signed the Hurley there. We've got GAA All-Stars framed jersey signed by the team and manager Jim Gavin. We've got Let's see, we've got Munster Rugby. I mean, Munster Rugby have been incredibly supportive. We are a nominated charity for Munster Rugby, and they've done so much for us. Munster Rugby actually even participated in our incognito art sale earlier this year, and we had to move all of that online. So everything from Jack and Jill is going online, and there's something in this auction for everybody. Mm. We have tickets donated by Universal Music for Dermot Kennedy's sold-out show.
Oh, best Dermot, fantastic.
If you want to go on an overnight luxury stay with dinner and afternoon tea in the Johnstown Estate in County Meath, that's up there as well. Lots of artwork, and an unusual one, maybe Dermot you'd like this, an Irish dancing workshop with Prodigig.
Wow. I think the last time I did Irish dancing was in Irish College in Rossmuck in Connemara when I was 13 or so. And I seemed to do enough to impress a girl from Clondalkin who was about a foot taller than me.
Wow.
I did get the shift behind the prefab.
And so, listen, we also have Conor Murray's rugby shirt for the rugby supporters out there for
brilliant.
The Rugby World Cup in 2019.
Noni will probably wrestle that out of your hands.
But I haven't got time. Like 44, they're all up on jackandjill.ie, and we're still getting loot in the door. People are still responding and saying, have we got time to donate something else to the auction? And they do. So.
Well, you mentioned the families there, Carmel. I just want to go back to them for a minute. And obviously, you know, a charity like yours, it doesn't just drop in and drop out. You create these real bonds and form real relationships with the families of the children that you're caring for. How have those families been over the last few months? You know, obviously, a lot of us have been dealing with issues around lockdown, but when you've got a really sick child at home, it's a different perspective on everything. How have they been doing?
It's been very difficult. As one mum said to me recently, you know, everybody in the nation now is worried about infection, you know, has all this change to deal with and this uncertainty. Welcome to my world. That's what I've been dealing with since my child has been born.
Yeah.
You know, now, to add on to that, the fact that many of them have still been cocooned, they're in there, and their other children, and the whole question mark, the toing and froing about school, will we be back, will we not be back in September, what will that look like? So the isolation is huge there, and you're right to say, like, we develop this relationship with our families. We don't just have families for a weekend or a week. We look after families from when that child, from birth to 5 years of age, and we're in the home, and we're in the home on a monthly basis. Most families would get 30 or 40 hours from Jack and Jill on a monthly basis, and if a child is at end of life stage, they get up to 80 hours. So the bond between the Jack and Jill nurse and the family is huge, and it goes on and on.
Yeah.
So, you know, our families, they don't like to be called heroes or champions, because these are just ordinary parents who are dealing in extraordinary situations, and COVID has hit them hard.
Yeah. Well, look, we're very grateful that you guys are there and doing what you do and helping them. The auction is kicking off on jackandjill.ie. That's the place to go to see all the information. It's kicking off on the 21st of August, runs till the 28th of August at 7 p.m. So get your bids in there. You'll have to fight me off for a few of those things. And Carmel, thanks so much for chatting to us.
Thank you, Dermot.
Best of luck with it all. I hope you raise loads of money.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.